Number and I'm listening to your radio show. Anyway, you fuckers have mentioned my name a couple of times. I have a couple of things to say to you. I'm at 1:06 in your 41st episode. First off, your description of ass-tastic, that is right on. It is ass-tastic. Second of all, you want to know what's cool about your show? I can't see your face. And Cotton is a right-on name for your other guy, because I need all of that cotton for swabbing the splooge off of his mom's face. And for all of your little fan nerds, if you want to spam my email account, it's number 279@AOL.com. One, you're a loser if you're even bothering to fuck with my email. And two, I don't even use that email account anymore. So fuck you. You'll be getting a couple more of these phone calls as I get through your ass-tastic show. I'm out.
So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all over the day. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your respect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long and thanks for all the days.
Info, motherfucking, ass-tastic, Nomicon Radio!
As it is info, you got your nom and your icons.
Well, we're moving on now.
We're moving on now.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, and Wheezy right there, we are moving on up. This is Droops, and
this is Cotton again,
and we are back with episode 42 of Infonomicon Radio. And if you caught the reference at the beginning of the show, yes, 42 is the answer to the life, the universe, and everything. And if anyone actually has the question, will you please email us? That would be really, really fucking handy to know. And even Cotton laughed. I don't even know what he was laughing about, because I don't know if he understands.
I get the 42 is the answer thing. I was even in on the conversation when you were talking about the X-Files, and he lives in apartment 42. It's like, oh.
That's right.
You're David living in the answer.
He lives in the answer.
What the fuck is the question?
What the fuck is the question? And what the fuck were we doing last episode? Making people count shit?
I have no idea. It was a ton of fun. And I want to give a shout out to my man Low Tech Mystic out there, all right? And you heard it from me, Cotton C. Cotton, for doing that shit that you did, counting all them fucking meows and the shots and how many times I called Droops Cotton. And what else did he count? He counted something else.
How many times we gave out the phone
number? How many times we gave out the phone number? And Mr. Low Tech Mystic was the only motherfucker out there that called. So, Mr. Low Tech, you will be receiving a shirt. The free t-shirt.
The beer cans. The cotton penis.
Well, you're a man. You will not be getting the cotton penis, but you will definitely be getting a shirt from me. Call the voicemail back. Give me your size and an address to send it to, sir, because that is what we're about. That is Infonomicon dedication.
Dedication. And a special dedication to little Timmy in Burbank. Okay. Speaking of shirts, I got my stuff in from Cafe Press, and the coffee cup was fucked up. One of the shirts, the logos were backwards on it. It was fucked. And I'm going to have to write in and see what fucks up with that. So maybe we won't be having stuff there. But if you want to try and get some fucked up shit, you're always welcome to go and try to purchase it. Just find it on your own.
I'll tell you what, Low Tech, you let me know if you want the fucked up shit or the good shit. Because if you want the good shit, I'll wait a couple weeks until we get it fixed. But if you don't, hell, I'll send you whatever you want, man. I appreciate it.
Cotton has no money. So don't be expecting
anything. No, I got money coming. I don't tell all these people this now. I got money coming.
As soon as he wins at online gambling.
Fuck that, you asshole. I got money coming. I'm buying your fucking groceries next week.
Cotton's gonna have to cut the show short a little bit, cause he's gonna have to go do some online gambling.
This is right.
Have you won anything yet?
Yes, I have won. But I lost it as well.
So what's your running total this week?
My running total this week is actually zero. Zero lost and zero gain. This is a new week for me. It's like the new year for the show.
That's right. This is the new year for the show.
This is the new year for that. Have we said that yet? This is...
We are moving on up.
Moving on up!
Okay, Cotton, no more singing on the radio.
Hey, man, it's the radio. You sing on the radio.
Speaking of singing and on the radio, the Supreme Court has ruled that Grokster is liable for what's going on with all that illegal file sharing. Now, have you ever used Grokster or LimeWire, Napster, anything like that?
Use Aries.
Aries.
A little bit of LimeWire, not much.
What do you use these things for?
Illegal stuff.
Illegal file sharing. It's crazy. And that's bad, because that sets a little bit of precedence. So now when people take a good technology like BitTorrent, something like that, they might rule against it because people like Cotton, see Cotton over here, are using it for illegal things, and that's just how it goes. But now, if you are a company and you make a hammer, right?
Yeah.
And I take that hammer and I beat someone to death with it.
That's the company's fault right there, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing over all this. I mean, it's the company's fault.
It's obviously the company's fault. You know, they shouldn't have made that hammer like that.
I don't think they should have. I mean, that's fucked up.
Now, what if they put a warning on it and said, don't kill people with this hammer?
What the hell are they going to... What? No! You can't put a warning label on a fucking hammer and expect... The stuff is there so we can download stuff. It's all for us. It's illegal. You can't...
It's illegal. That's
what it's there for. If they didn't want us downloading stuff, it wouldn't be there for. It's not the company's fault. It's our fault that we download the material. Come after us, maybe.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I can understand that I am doing something wrong. I'm still going to do it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's like watching kiddie porn.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
But it's not their fault that we're using it that way, right?
Well, maybe they had the intent of doing that. What if the hammer came out and it had, this is the new head-smashing comfort grip?
I have no idea what I would say to that if I saw that on a fucking hammer.
Now, of course, there's the old argument, this, that, and the other. Napster was shut down for similar things.
I remember Napster back in the day.
Yeah, I remember Scour.net, baby. Scour.net.
Now, that's one I've never fucking heard of, or used, really.
That's old school shit right there.
Obviously it is.
Napster, of course, had the centralized servers, and Grokster didn't. So it's a little bit more difficult to go against Grokster like that. I mean, what if the guy that wrote Grokster was a really cool programmer, and he said, man, this is a challenge, and he wrote it as a challenge, not as, I'm going to fuck the recording industry, you know? You have to look at things like that for when you're looking into intent. And one of the standard legal arguments that's going along this is going into the Jack Valenti part, is banning it would have been like deciding to ban video cassette recorders back in 84, and of course the Betamax with Sony. And I have a little bit of information about this. Of course, we all know Jack Valenti's famous quote that the new technology is to the American film producer and the American public as the Boston Strangler is to the women alone. Well, that isn't his only argument that he was going with there. He also said that 100% of these machines, talking about the Betamax players, are made in Japan, and 85% of all the blank tapes are made in Japan. And I say, Mr. Chairman, because I have to keep coming back to this trade asset, because if the Congress doesn't act,
then what are we going to be doing is exporting our jobs out of this country to another country beyond the reach of our own shore. Now, I'm not up on all this, I guess, but I don't really feel that all the CDs and DVD movies that we're buying right now are actually produced, like they might have been made in America, like the film part, but all those DVDs and CDs were probably not pressed in America. What do you think?
No. Absolutely not.
But
Americans are too lazy for that anyway.
Well,
pressing CDs, I mean.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was thinking that this whole situation with who's this guy? Who were we just talking about? Jack Valenti. This is all the same kind of stuff that was going on with the gun companies with gun control. It's not the gun company's fault that stupid fucking retards get guns and then sell them to kids. And then they shoot people and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Cotton's got a gun, and it's not his fault. He's a stupid fucking retard with a gun, right?
Exactly. And if I shoot somebody, that is not the gun company's fault. If somebody takes this program and uses it to do something illegal, it is not their fault. Like you said, they could have just wrote it because it was challenging.
Yeah.
May have not is a strong stretch of words because they could have... You definitely made this program for people like me and you to download lots and lots of porn.
Porn. Free porn on the LimeWire.
I mean, really. I mean, that's what I use it for. That's the only thing I use Aries for, really. I don't ever get music off of Aries. Ever.
And you don't ever hear the porn people bitching about it, do you?
Hell no.
And, like, you know, maybe some of the art recording artists think that they're getting fucked in the ass. But seriously, in some of this porn, people are getting fucked in the ass.
Really, and I love it.
I love
some ass fucking. I mean, I love ass fucking. Let's just leave it at that.
So what are you doing later?
Not ass fucking, okay? I might be watching some ass fucking. I love watching ass fucking. And that, again, all you vaginas out there that are listening, the cotton penis is still up for auction. Now it's for sale. None of y'all called in for the free cotton penis. Maybe I can sell it. I don't know.
Maybe you can sell it. And speaking of all this crap, we had a submission from a guy, CypherX sent in a thing, and I'm going to play it now.
On Monday, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that developers of file-sharing applications could be held responsible for the actions of their users. In a written opinion, Justice David Souter conveyed the feelings of the court by saying, "We hold that one who distributes a device with the object of promoting its use to infringe copyright, as shown by clear expression or other affirmative steps taken to foster infringement, is liable for the resulting acts of infringement by third parties. That being said, they're only going to hold responsible those companies who make it a point to build a business model around illegal intentions of its target demographic, and companies who advertise its products as such. Even still, this is a boon for production company types, not to mention our good friends over at the RIAA. For now, they've succeeded in putting every single file-sharing application, including BitTorrent, under a microscope. Who's to decide what types of advertising fosters illegal behavior? That's the kind of subject that's too easily affected by differing points of view. And when that situation arises, he who has the most riches wins. Now, I'm sure some of these file-sharing companies have millions of dollars. In fact, I'm positive of it. But can they afford to use it all in what may now very well turn out to be a futile effort to protect and indemnify them? What's worse, due to these shapeless and changing definitions of what's conducive to illicit behavior, I'm dead set on the fact that there will be thousands of independent developers across the globe that will now be frightened into not using file-sharing applications to spread their products. In today's society, as technology increases and standards change, as file sizes get larger for necessary reasons, is this really what we want to do? Instill fear in the hearts and minds of those precious few who are creative and willing to take risks? The men and women who sink their life savings into one great idea and might not be able to spread it around due to a lack of money for bandwidth? And no, this isn't just about software. It's about independent movies, open source games, and even internet radio. Personally, I don't agree with piracy, but I'm not rooting against it either. It's just not my thing. But when creative, original, and free content like independent movies and shows like Welcome to the Scene, when freely available games like America's Army, and when internet radio like Infonomicon become threatened, that's when I've had enough. And so should you. Back to you, Droops.
All right, well, moving on. The solar sail that I talked about the other day didn't make it in outer space. It crashed and burned. But that was the rocket, not the sail. So,
okay, cool.
So it's still not done like that. And maybe some of y'all know, I've been working on a PHP version of the website. so that we can have a PDA version, a mobile phone version, a regular version. And all I have to do is update a database, but right now I'm just updating some text files. So be looking in for that.
Really have no idea what you're talking about there, Droops.
That's all right. And I've been working on some batch files, because the other day someone said batch files are irrelevant, and I use them all the time. I'm trying to clean up some of the ones I use all the time. And I'm going to put those up on the site one day pretty soon. Let's see, Infonomicon TV is being worked on. I'm actually going to a undisclosed location tomorrow and recording some.
I know where he's going.
And Cotton doesn't really know where I'm going.
I know where you're fucking going. I just don't know the guy. Shout outs to that guy.
To that one guy that I'm going to see. Do you know his name, Cotton?
I do know his name, but I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
I was trying to play it off for the radio, but goddamn it, he caught me.
Okay, we can't say his name, but we'll say it later. Did you bring any articles for the show?
No.
Okay, so it's all me.
Yeah. Well, I can go get some articles.
Why don't you go get some?
Huh?
I'm just picking. I got plenty of air for everybody. Because this is what I do. Well, this is kind of news that happens every fucking week, but data loss or theft has become so common these days that when Citigroup announced last week that the UPS, United Parcel Service, had lost, the personal data of some 3.9 million Citi customers, the incident didn't even make a blip on the stock prices. In fact, both of them went up after the news. So I guess, you know, bad news is good news.
Looks that way. Meh.
Cotton. But it was the 12th major data loss or theft, and the fourth from a bank since February, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, data loss or theft, like loss could be Cotton loses his laptop with a lot of Infonomicon confidential information, or maybe someone broke into it, or maybe someone stole it, whatever. Who's responsible for that laptop?
Cotton.
Mm-hmm. Right over there. Now, this is a big problem with, like, low and high-tech means of stealing all this crap. You have to watch this stuff. Now people are using Blackberries or iPads, like little PDAs and stuff, that are holding this data.
Oh, okay. I know. You said PDA, lost me for a second. Caught it.
Got it now. All right. And E-Week is a periodical I get, and they had an awesome quote. And it says, the answer for the IT perspective should be obvious by now. Are you ready for this? This is kind of a weird thing in this modern world. But common sense, that's what helps protect that. Preparation and diligence against data of all kind. And that's awesome. Common sense would solve some of this trouble. And Why is this not a big deal? 3.9 million customers lost their information, right? This is important stuff.
UPS lost their information.
Yeah, just...
Okay.
But, you know, Cotton over here is illegally downloading stuff. The RIA police fucking busted into my house holding their guns and shit and their little shields. And they fucking take him hauling away screaming. And the government lets them do that. You know, and they're like, oh, well... We have to have the Supreme Court do very important rulings against nothing. It's fucking stupid. And yet, these people can lose almost 4 million people's personal information and nothing.
Now, that's horseshit.
That is some big fucking horseshit.
That is horseshit.
That is some horse. That's like laid on the ground, plop, plop, plop.
I can get in trouble for downloading porn, but if I lost four, how many? 40 or four?
Four.
4 million people's information, and shit wouldn't happen to
them? Stock will go up.
And I get in trouble for looking at people getting fucked in the ass?
That's you getting fucked in the ass right there,
that
buddy.
That's a definite definition of cotton ass fucking.
Cotton ass fucking. Well, July 4th at 1:52 a.m. in the Eastern Time, a washing machine-sized impact module launched from a U.S. spacecraft will slam into the comet Tempel 1 at a relative speed of about 23,000 miles an hour.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah, did your Camaro go that fast?
That did not go that fast.
Astronomers in charge of the mission dubbed Deep Impact. I like that. That's good.
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. I think I watched that the other day with the ass fucking.
Dude, that's like a Morgan Freeman movie or something.
Well, it's impacting. says the resulting explosion will give them the first glimpse of a comet's icy...
Wait a second. You want to fuck Morgan Freeman in the ass? Is it a Morgan Freeman film? Who knows?
You're going to see this icy interior of the comet and possibly reveal important clues of how the planets formed 4.6 billion years ago. That's a long fucking time. That's a long fucking time. Like as long as I've been in college.
Yeah. Well, not me. But you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Temple, which is about 9 miles long, that's the comet, and 3 miles wide, orbits the sun every 5.5 years. Now, that's fucking cool. They've gotten people to send in their names, and they burn them onto a CD, and that CD is going to be vaporized when we fucking attack the comet.
We should send a CD with Infonomicon out there.
We should have.
Has it already been launched?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get to the comets in, a couple days. You have to...
Go really fast.
You have to go really fast.
About 28 million miles an hour, whatever the fuck that's it.
Thousand. Whatever. Now, Americans... When you think of space exploration, Cotton, what do you think of? Who do you think of?
You know what? You had to ask me that fucking... I know his last name's Armstrong.
There you go, Neil Armstrong.
Way. Neil Armstrong.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make. You think about people.
Yeah.
Right?
People.
You think about people. You
the
don't,
Challenger,
you
stuff
don't
like
think
that.
About little Voyager off beyond our solar system.
No.
You don't think about stuff like that. You think about heroic human astronauts. And did you know that heroic human astronauts have not left the, lower orbit around Earth since 1972, when we last went to the moon?
Really?
Yeah. But you still think about, we're going to the moon.
That's true.
That's what people think. Let's see. Moving on. And they're planning on having a new mission to the moon in 2015 or later.
Is that to set up the little moon station? I heard something about that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're growing weed on the moon.
I'm going. How much are tickets? That's an expensive flight.
That would be. I don't know if frequent flyer miles will get you that far.
I doubt it.
Maybe.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
I've heard a little.
Biodome thing?
Yeah.
Pauly
I
Shore.
Love that fucking movie, man. His girlfriend is so fucking hot in that movie.
She's a good-looking woman.
She really is. I'd like to ham it.
Ooh, ham it. we're trying to learn some new cuss words and make up our own. Let's see. Now, we have several close encounters with comets already underway. The European Space Agency Rosetta mission plans to land scientific instruments on a comet, and NASA's Stardust spacecraft is on its way back to Earth with samples scooped from the tail of Comet Wild 2. Now, of course, there's always going to be people that are going to be bitchy. Like, we're slamming a washing machine into a comet that's 9 miles long, way the fuck out in space, right?
Yeah.
Well, this fucking Russia... it's a Russian astrologer, Marina Bai, I don't fucking know, filed a lawsuit against NASA, claiming damages of 8.7 billion rubles, which is about $3.42 American, I think.
That's not a lot.
And for disrupting the natural balance of the universe.
What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me?
No. That's...
How the hell...
And that's exactly. A cool picture.
It's 9 Everybody... fucking miles away.
No.
Huh?
It's not 9 miles away.
I mean, it's 9 miles long is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like...
What the hell's a washing machine going to do to a comet?
Like, me and Cotton... Well, when I moved in here, Cotton helped me move my old washing machine out. And we just threw it in the hollow, across town. And it's not disrupting really much of my natural universe, but...
No, I'm pretty good with it.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not
Some
here
people
anymore.
Have been riding around shooting at it. It's a good time for all.
It's a bitch moving.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's not going to hurt anything.
No! Let's go back to evil corporations.
Fucking space lawsuit. What a dick. I can't believe... I hate Russians.
Maybe that's just how it's supposed to go.
I don't know. That's fucking retarded.
All right, there's this little town in Texas, and they've been waiting on the local phone company to roll out high-speed internet. And there's about 6,400 people that live there.
And they must be kind of out there if they ain't got internet yet, man.
Well, they're looking for high-speed internet.
High-speed, okay.
And, the town took matters in their own hands, and they did it themselves.
Nice.
Sounds
nice.
We're waiting.
It's a go-get-em town. I like it so far.
Oh, SBC, which is like Bell South for us.
Okay.
The dominant phone company in Texas and other big phone companies say that cities should not be allowed to subsidize high-speed internet connections, even in areas where the companies don't yet offer the service. Since January, lawmakers in at least 14 states and U.S. Congress have introduced bills to restrict local government's ability to fill this gap. So wait. Let me get this right.
If the cable company doesn't provide it, you
can't just
do it yourself.
Yeah. Now, if anybody out there in Infonomicon land can answer this one simple question, I will definitely play it on the show. Explain to me one reason why it benefits society as a whole for lawmakers to spend our goddamn tax money to say, no, you can't wire up high-speed internet. You have to wait on this company to do it. You can't, you know, innovate on your own. You can't take shit in your own hands. It's not like they're fucking going around stringing up people for murdering people. They're just simply taking care of business.
Getting what they need done.
Doesn't that kind of stifle a little innovation? Yes, that does stifle innovation.
That sucks.
And this is kind of an off the Infonomicon kind of topic, but this just pisses me the fuck off. I was talking to Obfuscated the other day while we were hanging out in Baton Rouge, and the United States Senate has apologized for lynchings that went on in southern states, including Louisiana and Mississippi, you know, fucking 50, 60 years ago, and they apologized for not stopping it then. Well, no one that's in the Senate now was in the Senate then. And Senates are referred to by numbers. So, like, the 14th Senate, or Congress, excuse me, the 14th Congress, is not the same as the 82nd Congress. It's a different ballgame. And if someone takes over this show years from now, I wouldn't expect them to apologize for stuff I did. Because they didn't fucking do it.
Exactly.
And they're just wasting goddamn taxpayers' money on appeasing people for no fucking reason. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous.
That's fucking gay.
It is fucking gay. That's okay. You can say fucking gay. I don't care.
I didn't want to offend any of you gay motherfuckers out there. Because I love gay motherfuckers. I got a friend that's gay as shit. He's probably listening to this right now. He's downloading the Assiversary right now. He's drinking a couple 40. He's going to call in for the free t-shirt. But who got the free t-shirt? What was his name?
Low-Tech
Mystic. Low-Tech Mystic. Yeah, that's right. Shout out to my homeboy right there.
That's right. Now, around the country, governments are contracting with providers other than local telephone or cable companies to build or run the networks. So they're hiring. They're not just like getting somebody's kid to do it. They're hiring other companies to compete, and the government saying, we don't want competition because the phone companies have god-awful amounts of money just sliding into these fucking politicians, and the politicians like, no, fuck you people. I'm going to live off this money and just be excited and just fuck the American people. And I only talk bad about this. Fuck them in the ass. Because I live in America, it's close to me. I'm sure this goes on other places.
I'm sure it does too.
Let's see.
The ass fucking part.
Now, these poor traditional telecom providers with their massive skyscrapers and billions of dollars view such projects as a threat. You know, because they didn't get their ass in gear and fucking do it first. And are pushing for laws to curtail them. While the phone and cable companies control the valuable last-mile wired connections into homes and offices, the wireless networks use antennas to bypass those lines and can connect directly to the networks of long-distance companies. You know what? Fucking innovate and fucking move forward or get off the fucking pot. Like, just fucking go.
Shit or get off the pot.
You're gonna die if you don't innovate. That's how fucking business goes, everybody. I've said this a million fucking times on the show. I know you're all getting tired of it. Don't legislate because you're lazy bitches.
I can dig that.
You can dig that.
I can definitely dig that.
You're all about it.
I am all about that. I don't know much about this shit, like, but Cotton, I can definitely dig that.
Like Cotton doesn't do the dishes? I'm not going to pass a law that says he has to do the dishes. I just won't give him his allowance, and I give it to somebody else. And then Cotton fucking moves away because he doesn't have any money.
Don't do that. I got to go wash the dishes, y'all.
Oh, Lordy. Well, the show's about to die, Not die, but it's about to end. So if you want to continue to listen to the end of it, you're going to have to go to Infonomicon.org and download it, because I can only stream 30 minutes of it. Now that I've got cotton, things seems to go a little bit longer.
That's usually what they say when they're talking about me. Things are a little longer.
A little longer. A little stretched out, huh? Like the inside of your penis?
Oh, man. Have y'all seen the penis fucking thing on the internet? Have they seen this?
Some of them might have.
Oh, God. You have got to...
Explain it to them.
I don't think I want to. That's something you can't talk... Man, it is nasty. Okay. There's this woman, and she's, like, jerking off this dude, but yet she is not jerking him off. She's shoving, like, a 3 or 4 inch long and probably about an inch thick dildo into in his penis. And it is fucking disgusting. It's like this dude's dick is taking a dildo shit. And it's just nasty. You've got to check this out. I don't know where's the website at? Is it on your webpage?
We'll link to it on our website.
We have to. This is gross. It's nasty. But you gotta see it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Dead air, dude.
I'm sorry about the dead air there. I was reading. Now we have a little shout out.
Shout outs.
And then the show will be over.
Don't hit it with your foot.
I just was thinking about that. We need not to hit that with the foot. First, we're going to shout out to Low Tech Mystic.
Once again,
we're going to play some of him in a minute.
Oh, man, this dude is crazy, man.
It cracks you the fuck up. We, the guy with the notes.
That's right.
What's his name?
Don't know his name.
Huh?
I don't know his name.
Fizone.
Fizone, how you doing out there, buddy? Appreciate the show notes.
And, we're going to be, Fizone and I are going to be filming some Infonomicon TV.
That's right. That's the guy.
That's the guy. Yeah. Works out.
What's up, man?
Shout out to Jigga J.
Jigga J.
For some reason, his name is on there.
Because the shout outs are on my computer.
Oh, we were supposed to get those.
We were. Should I go grab the laptop?
Nah, Jigga J is good.
Jigga J, shout out to you, brother.
Ramona, our Huddle House hottie.
Ramona.
Tiffany.
Our Huddle
House.
Who
is not a waitress, but she brings us coffee and talks to us.
A lot.
And
in Huddle House.
We've never actually seen her before, but she's like, ooh, I've seen your tattoo, as she looks at Cotton's hot body and, thinks about shoving things into his penis.
Oh my God, no.
Like her big greasy fingers.
Ugh. Gross, man. Did you have to bring that into the, I just got over talking to her for about 3 hours at Huddle House, and she gave me her number, and I got it. I knew you were going to say it. I said it first. I got her number as well. So, somebody took up on the cotton cock, but it was not pretty, pretty.
All right, well, we're going to close with a little low-tech mystic talking. Everybody listen for the bong hit. And then,
You're the man, low-tech.
And then, since the Linux Link Tech Show can do it, we're going to do it also. We're playing a little Beatalica.
Beatalica. I love those fucking guys.
And I love the Linux Link Tech Show guys.
I haven't heard their show yet.
Well, you probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, because as y'all all know, I don't know shit about computers.
But you know a lot about cotton cock, because you study it.
Cotton cock, porn, assholes, stupid fucking Russians. I got all that down, but computer stuff, tech stuff. Not so good at.
Pretty much you can play poker and find porn.
I can play poker and find a lot of porn.
Awesome.
But I can't seem to find a woman, though. All you vaginas, cotton penis.
Anyway, I've been Droops.
And this is Cotton.
And we're Mickey Finn.
Hey, Crescent Fresh. Okay, it's 7:12 a.m., on June 25th, Low Tech Mystic finished listening to the Ass-tastic Assiversary Special Episode 41 of Infonomicon Radio. And I'm calling in on the voicemail, which is, for anyone who cares, 206-984-9569. Oh, sexy bitch. And, I'm drunk as fuck and pretty stoned, and
You know what I think? I think fuck you, motherfuckers, Troops and Cotton, because I don't think you guys know how many times you guys have said meow. But in my drunken and stone stupor, I have counted 104 meows over the course of your a little over an hour and a half. Let's see, you took 37 shots. You guys gave out the phone number 10 times. I respectfully declined the cotton penis. No cotton penis for me. Episode 41 has been a very fun show. Thank you, Droops. Thank you, Cotton. Thanks for the dead. That shit rocks. We will get by. We will survive. Yeah, I love that karaoke. Totally cool. Alright, good times, Droops. This is Low Tech Mystic. I am working on the intro for Infonomicon TV. I'm working, this week. I'm going to work very hard on it. Of course, this is coming from a totally drunk man, but, I would like to have the intro done and to you and, by a week from now. So, I'll keep in touch with you, buddy, and, we'll get that shit to you. So, thanks again. This is Low Tech Mystic. And one more bong hit for the Aztastic Anniversary Special. All right. Cool. Thanks, Droops. And thank you, Infonomicon. And I'll be in touch. Later. Low Tech Mystic, signing out.
It was 20 years ago today. Motorhead thought this man to play. At first it was all out of style, but they guaranteed to raise a bail. So may I introduce to you bring 1,000 men, sodding him feels more to bread for me. Such a